looking down at total income, $3,729,000. That's what's forecast for revenue for WBAI as of September 30th, 2007. That would be tomorrow. And for purposes of comparison, how much did they raise in 2006? That's right next door. The audited number is $3,483,000. That's what they raised in 2006. And keep going to your right, you'll see they raised $3.5 million. And the budget for FY08, that number would be $3,990,000. So you have real good comparison figures. So you can see what they're proposing to raise in 08, $3,900,000. What they actually will raise in FY07, $3,700,000, an increase of roughly $180,000. Question on the table. What is the plan that will justify raising revenues by $180,000? Raising revenue by $150,000 is a vulnerability for WBAI. It could be the case they raise less. They think they can raise more, and they have some specific ideas about how they plan to do that. The next area is gross salaries. Gross salaries means without taxes, without any of the benefits. And they will spend $1,161,000 FY07. And in FY06, they spent $1,096,000. So it's up $65,000 compared to last year. That is 06. And in 05, they spent $1.2 million. So you can see the salary has gone up and down. And they plan to spend $1,096,000 for the FY08 budget. So they're going to be going down on the salary side by, the $65,000 or so. So salaries they're holding flat on, roughly. So they don't have a lot of risk there, although they will likely need to do more. Summarize, bottom line, excess income. They are only going to have $9,000 at the end of this year in the bank. And you say, well, how did they do in previous years? Negative 44,000, as you can see reading across. Negative 121,000. And, So, what does that mean? Well, their monthly expenses, as we mentioned before, are going to be around 280,000. So, where are they going to get the difference between this 9,000 and the expenses coming through in October, which would be half a month at least, of 150,000? So they're only going to produce $9,000 at the end of the fiscal with no reserves. And you saw they did the previous year. They had negative cash of 44,000. So how did they manage with negative cash? They didn't pay a bill or two. Okay.
Could you clarify to whom?
Well, yes, I'll clarify just the whole item. The question is, how can a station manage with only $9,000 produced for a year's work, survive? Here's how it's done. There are lots of ways to do it. Some stations don't pay bills, just like you and I, right? If you don't have the money, you can't pay the bill. How much did WBAI not pay in bills? $300,000, going over 2 years.
Bills to whom were not
paid? To whom? To the national office, mostly. To attorneys, let me be clear. Two attorneys, because as you know, a number of cases over the last 2 years have come from WBAI as well as other stations, and they have not been able to pay those legal bills, and they have had to be paid from the national office. And central services coming from the national office, I think they're in arrears, $115,000. And the rest of it is what we call bill backs, which is the way the national office works, the way Pacifica works, is we pay all these bills, legal, health, insurance, in advance, and then we have to collect from the stations. And people don't realize that the national office is the banker for the network. Bottom line, what are the chances that WBAI will go through this year and remain solvent? Bottom line question. Answer. I'd say their chances are about 60-40.